Company of One, episode number 70.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan, dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
How many of you struggle for clarity? Clarity, that thing that we're always trying to understand. What are we doing next? What are we doing? Why are we doing it? As I work with clients over the years, I've noticed the one thing that we don't have, and I don't know if this is part of our affluent culture or if this is just human nature, but we lack clarity. We lack clarity personally. We lack clarity professionally. And even when I go into many organizations, there is a lack of clarity. As a matter of fact, David Allen in the Getting Things Done book, he talks about the fact that knowing what the purpose of a project is. I mean, how many times have you been involved in a project at work and there's no clarity on what the goal is? What are we trying to accomplish? What are we spending money for? Why are we doing this? We sit in meetings so often, and there is the lack of clarity. What is the purpose? You know, there is a simple question, and we hear it so often that we're somewhat numb to it. You know, the purpose-driven life. And so many books are written about the subject of getting clear on what you are doing, and especially professionally and especially from a corporate setting. But I want to talk about clarity for us. I've recently been involved in coaching sessions for many of our clients where I'm just contacting them one-on-one and asking them some very simple questions. Well, theoretically, some very simple questions. And, you know, I'm just stunned with the lack of clarity. And I'm not making fun of the people, but it's the it's symptomatic of a bigger issue. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about five ways. I don't know how I always end up with five, by the way. I'm not trying to be a preacher who ends up with a five, seven, or three methodologies. But, you know, when we do these shows, I usually pull together. And it's usually pen and paper, you know, and you know, what are the things that come to me? And a lot of times it's stuff that people have brought to me. It's stuff that I've read in books and the things that I find that have worked best for me. Because I read a lot of books, read a lot of blogs, talk to a lot of people, listen to a lot of speakers. And for some reason, it always comes out to five or three. Maybe that's how, maybe our memory works in odd numbers. I'm not real sure what that's about. But if you are listening to this on the day it releases tonight, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee with the Nashville, Tennessee PMI group. And you can find the details of that on my website if you are looking for, if you're in Nashville, would love for you to be there and love for you to say hello and come out and join us. Even if you're not a member of the PMI, I'm sure they welcome you there. I believe it's actually in Franklin, south of Nashville there. So I will be doing that. I am also... as many of you know, I did a webinar not too long ago on product creation, and I have since done a coaching session. I believe there's eight people that were working through the coaching on product creation. So I'm kind of at the max, you know, which is good, but we're going through, and we met last week for the first time on product creation. And getting things started. So I'm really expecting very cool things. I've already seen feedback from some of the group members about what they're trying to do. And we're trying to walk through product creation. And there's something that came out about that, and I'm on a tangent, so forgive me. But this impacts all of us, and me too. We can read We can listen. We can go to conferences and still not get it. You know, and that doesn't mean we are not smart, but there's just something connected about somebody sitting down with you that has worked through an issue, themselves, and now they're helping you. Because it's not the technicality things that get in our way, you know, the technical details or the tactical details of doing the work. It's the mindset. Almost always, our mind is our worst enemy. As we're attacking something new, you know, as our mind's obviously our best ally as we're doing the same old things before, but as you're attacking something new, the resistance mentally is powerful. And so the coaching, and I hate to use it, but you know, the having somebody help you walk through things saves massive amount of time and helps you to actually get results. And this has kind of been a reminder because I'm working with some other people that are coaching me through some stuff right now. And every time I go into it and say, well, I don't have time for this, I don't have money for this, I don't want to spend money for this, and you know, and this isn't getting me anywhere. And then every time I step into it, it's like, wow, that was powerful. I even find this with our mastermind group. So if you are trying to get, and this is my point, if you're trying to get somewhere, if you're trying to accomplish a goal and you kind of keep running into roadblocks, you don't seem to be getting a lot of traction, find help. Find help. Hire someone to help you. I mean, you can try to do it free. You can try to do it at low cost. And I'm not going to say you get what you pay for because that's not always true. But you know, you need, if you're continue to stumble on the same thing, get help. Get help. So because it not only is it fun to get the help, it's also fun to help people. I mean, it's a blast working with other people, trying to work them through creating of their own products. But out of that. One other tangent out of that, many of you have told me you were looking for work and you are, you know, you couldn't join us for product creation coaching because you're so busy looking for work, which has led me to, we're going to do a webinar on how to find a job. My own method, we're going to be building on the reverse interview and how to, you know, get out there and find work through a system much more like what people that are professional salespeople do instead of what the typical job seeker does. If you are interested in that, I don't have a sign up for this. I'm not sure when it's coming. It will be a webinar. It will be a free webinar, and it's coming pretty quickly. Shoot me an email, just dale@dalecallahan.com. You can send me a Twitter also or Facebook, whatever, and just let me know, hey, make sure I'm on the list when you want to do that. Or you tell me that you want to be on the list, and I will make sure that happens. So now, let's get down. Let's get down into clarity, which, by the way, has a lot to do with what we are talking about, clarity. Let me tell you the three questions I ask people. Well, actually, there's just primarily two, but When I meet with clients and try to understand what it is, and these are clients that are paying, and some of these are paying significantly, so I want to maximize the impact, maximize the time, and I ask them this question. I'm asking these questions to you right now. What do you want? Now, I can rephrase that as, where do you want to be in a few years? You know, take it 2 years, 5 years, pick a number, and just, what does it look like? What's different? What work are you doing? Where are you living? What is the one big thing that needs to change that you hope to be different in a set period of time? Fair question? Actually, I have had several people tell me that's an unfair question. And it has been weird as I talk to people how they struggle through that question, even though some of them were warned it's coming, that they, within seconds, within minutes, they change their mind about what the big goal is several times. And right there, boom, lack of clarity, right? So that's the first question is, what are you after? What's the goal? What does it look like? Okay, that sounds like three questions. It's just one question. What's your vision for the future? The second question is, what is the major obstacle in the way keeping you from getting to where you're trying to get to? What is the major obstacle in the way to make that picture, that vision, reality? What's the major thing in the way? And I focus on that because me and you, we can take a pen and paper out and we can say, here's all the things I need to do. But you know, usually there's one big, ginormous thing out there that's getting in our way, that's standing right in our way. Without that, nothing else happens. If I want to be a neurosurgeon, probably the first thing to do is getting admitted to medical school. Now, maybe that was for me, maybe for you, it's getting a degree at all. Maybe it's, you know, finding out what medical school, you know, but anyway, there's one big obvious thing. And when in the project management world, you know, you might call this a critical path item. You know, nothing happens until this happens. And this is a big one. And that's the question I'm asking. What do you want and what's the major thing standing in your way? What's the critical path? Whatever you want to call it. But hey, what's the big thing you need to focus your attention on? Because if I'm building a house and I have blueprints in front of me and I don't know where I'm going to build it, I can spend a lot of time picking out colors, picking out, shutters, picking out with light fixtures, picking out the plumbing, you know, but the obvious major thing is I have to find a plot of land to build the house. Nothing else is going to happen until that happens. And so often we busy ourselves in the minutiae of the detail, what are we trying to accomplish? Oh, well, I'm going to worry about all the little minor details over here, and I'm going to worry about this minor detail, and I'm going to worry about this minor detail. Focus on the majors. And it's really weird. I know people who do this and do this powerfully. And when they do this, their five-year goals become one-year accomplishments because they just kill it. They just go after it. So that's what I want to talk about, a couple of ways of doing that today, of how to get that clarity, not necessarily how to meet the goal, because I think that's the easier problem. What I'm running into is people don't have clarity on what the goal is. They don't have clarity on the vision. And this isn't a whole thing about doing vision. I just, a couple of key points here about getting clarity. And number one is taking responsibility for your own clarity. That sounds a little weird, doesn't it? It's not anyone else's fault that you don't have clarity. Clarity is a decision. If you don't have it, it's your problem. Clarity is a decision. Recently, I was talking to one of our clients, for instance, that was wanting to work up and then move up in his company. He was working hard on certifications and things like that to move up in his company. And as I was talking to him, and he was even complaining to me a little bit about some things that we did because we had done some things that he thought did not necessarily help him and serve him. And so we were talking about his certifications he needs to move up. And then in it, you know, he let out that what he really wanted to do was something else. He wanted to serve another group of people. In this case, it was a nonprofit. And when I finally said, why are you trying to move up in your company when your real goal, it sounds like, and I wasn't trying to put words in his mouth, and I'm always trying to be careful not to do that. I said, it sounds like to me your real goal is to go over here and serve this other community of people who need your help, and you're calling that a nonprofit. And I'll get in the nonprofit soapbox later, but that's what he was calling it. And he said, no, that's what I really want to do. I really want to serve that group of people. I was like, so why are you wasting all the time trying to move up in a company? And I don't mean it's a waste of time. I mean, in his case, he was chasing after two goals. One was not the real goal, and the other one was the real goal. But he was going to spend all of his energy and all of his resources on the job that was okay, but wasn't the big deal. And as we talked, and we probably talked about 15 minutes that day, I was trying to drive him to clarity. And it did. I think he told me at the end of the call, he was like, okay, wow, I just realized I'm running hard in the wrong direction. Clarity. Now, I don't know what he'll do. He may come back around and change his mind. That's okay. Clarity is the key. Clarity is a decision, and it is your responsibility. You have to make it. You have to decide to make it. You have to decide to commit to clarity, to being clear what you're after. Let me just tell you, I was in our seminar. We had in our graduate seminar, we had an Air Force colonel speaking and talking about military deployments and all. You know, and I was just thinking about this clarity thing because it's been such a big issue to me. I was thinking about, wow, you know, and granted, any of you have been in the military, there's lots of lack of clarity there. As one Army guy told me the other day, he said, you know, we've taken over cities with less information than what we, you know, than an example was given. But he was like, the Air Force colonel was, you know, you have to have clarity on the mission. There's a lot of the details that don't have clarity, but you have to have clarity on the mission. And if you look at the corporate setting, you have to have clarity. So many corporations don't even have this. Again, the getting things done talks about that. But we're talking about you. You have to take responsibility for your clarity. And if somebody's asking you, what do you want to do? And you're kind of fumbling around, well, I don't know what I want to do. It's a decision. You need to get to deciding. The second thing is you need to do it now. Waiting is not an option. For instance, I often hear this. I'm working to fund a business that I want to start. Okay, fair. So you have a job that's a pretty good job, but you really want to start a business over here, you know, doing something else. So what I'll say is, what do you need? You know, I'm asking that obstacle question because they just pointed to me a couple of years they want to be in this business. So I'm asking, what do you need? What's the obstacle? You just said it was money, but I'm trying to get clarity on the obstacle. How big is that mountain in front of you? How much money? And they'll say, well, I don't know. I'm like, do you have any money now? Yeah, I've got a couple $1,000. How do you know you don't have enough? Well, I don't know. I mean, this is a typical conversation I have, and it just feels circular. And I know how it feels on the other side because people ask me these same questions, and I feel like, wow, I'm an idiot. And I know when I ask these questions of people, they're thinking, wow, I'm an idiot. I'm saying this is what I want. I don't even have a clear idea. People hammer me on this too. My accountability team members, one in particular, just will hammer me on stuff like this all the time. This is why you need people asking you dumb questions, by the way. This is why you need that. You need people to ask you tough questions, and the tough questions are usually very simple. But here is the case when I find people that are saying, I'm working to fund a business I want to start. I'm working to get involved in a nonprofit. I'm working to serve the homeless people. I'm working to write a book. Here's the things I want to do one day. Get started now. Nothing's stopping you from serving nonprofits. Nothing's stopping you from serving the homeless. Nothing's stopping you from starting to developing a nest egg right now to start your business. Nothing's even stopping you from starting the business right now for most of you. Why you have a day job? Get clarity and get on with it. Get busy. You need to do it now. Third thing. Forget about your past and your present. So let me make a statement. Your past does not define your future. Your past does not define your future. When I ask people what they want to do, what they usually do is they talk about they want to move up in the company, but sometimes when I dig a little deeper, what I find out is, well, I got a degree in computer science, and my job is now I'm a software developer. So the next thing that I need to be doing is moving up to a project manager, or a product manager, or a software product manager, whatever the case is. It's one of these many things, right? And when you dig a little deeper, you realize, well, they don't even like that. But what happens is they feel like they're on this chain, that they're on this path. And the next step in the path is to get promoted to the next level. Get off the path if you don't like the path. You have options. A classic example of this is Brian Rabin and Brain Trust. And I'll put a link on this, and I think it was episode number 18. I'll put a link in the show notes at dalecallahan.com/70. I'll put that link up to the podcast we did with Brian, which I just described his situation, by the way. He was a software guy moving up the ladder. The next step is what he wanted. He actually got the next step, and I remember him coming to me and, hey, I got the thing. It's a nightmare. He was letting his past define his future. And he really did not like what he was doing, did not like where he was going. It wasn't his passion. Now he's living in his passion. And now he's not even letting his current gig define his future either. He's looking at now changing his business and not dramatically, but in kind of moving it into some new areas that he hadn't thought of before. So often people will tell me, I cannot move forward in what I really want to do because of this. I've seen it because here's what my degree is. I've seen it because here's where I grew up and what state, what city I grew up. And I realize that may sound crazy. I've seen it because where they grew up and where they were born from a nation point of view. I've seen it because they had a criminal record or they were a recovering drug addict. All these people were saying, I can't move forward because I have these things in my past. And certainly, there are some things in our past that do cause us grief, but it doesn't define us. Your past does not define your future. Remember that. Number four, think 5 years into the future. What does it look like? Now, this is the question I'm asking people. I'm asking, hey, what does your future look like? Now, what I'm really asking them is, can they get a visual? Now, this is pretty easy if I ask you, what car do you want to own next? And especially those of you who are car buffs. And by the way, I don't quite get that. You know, I like cars and everything, but I just don't envision the next car. But some of you do. Some of you envision the next car, the next house, the next piece of clothing. You know, and there's always something that you can think of that's a purchase. This is what I want. I can imagine the car sitting in my driveway. You know, you can think about when you're driving home, what if I was behind the wheel of that car? How would I feel? You know, and you've got a clear vision of how it feels, and you drove by the dealership, and we drive that car. And that's the kind of visual that I'm talking about. Creating a mental image of what it looks like when you get to where you want to go. This is what we do on a blueprint on a house. We'll build a model of the house we're building so we can touch it, feel it, see it. What does it look like? I want to see the dog in the backyard. I want to see the kids playing in the backyard. But can you be that clear about your future? You need to create a visual environment, and you need to think about in the future. I like 5 years, but it could be 2 years. It could be next year. But just think long enough time that you can create and think about what it looks like in the future. Jack Canfield, the author of The Success Principles, I'll put a link to that in the notes, but he suggests making goals and writing each goal on a note card, then daily reading over the note cards and visualizing. Now, there's the key, visualizing what it looks like when you've accomplished the goal. This is what sports psychologists do, by the way. You know, when the quarterback, they have him visualize, you know, throwing the ball What does it feel like when the ball's releasing and he can see the linebacker coming at him from the blind side, or he can feel it, he can sense it, he's coming at him, and he can look downfield and see his receiver, and he can feel the wind blow, and he can feel his muscles as he throws the ball and sees the ball go into the receiver's hands. And you just go through every step of every motion of what it looks like. You get a visual of this. Sports psychologists teach people to do this. If you've ever read about Michael Phelps and his routine of how he prepares to swim and his visualization, how he goes to bed at night visualizing and wakes up visualizing, and it was a routine he did to create the future, which for him happened, because he was focused on it. So you need to make your goals visual and then make them happen. All right. The last point here is number 5 is define the obstacles to success. Now, I'm going to use obstacle, not obstacles, obstacle. Now, obstacles are weird things. Usually I hear of one of three obstacles: time, experience, or money. And it always leads me to ask, because you can probably guess by now, how much time do you need, how much money do you need, or how much experience do you need? How do you know when you're there? It's very, very, very rare that somebody will know when they're there. I hear that all the time. And I mean, those three things is, well, I don't have the time to do this. How much time do you need? I don't have the experience. By the way, usually a lot of people who don't have the experience do have the experience. They don't see themselves accurately. But it's rare that they know. And these are fair obstacles, by the way. It's certainly fair that you don't have enough money to buy that car to put in the driveway. It's certainly fair that you don't have enough time to work on a project like writing a book. It's certainly fair that you don't have enough experience yet. But you need to define, what do you need? What do you need to actually be able to make something happen? Because once you know the obstacle, deal with it. Go over it, go around it, do whatever it takes. Once it's conquered, then you just move to the next obstacle and you move forward. I always like to be, and I tell people a lot of times when I'm presenting goal setting, I'm like, I kill the obstacles. And somebody came up to me, my example was, I made this list of obstacles, and I give an example of a particular goal. I made this list of obstacles and I just killed them one at a time. I killed them one, after another. And the guy comes up to me after and he said, "Man, that's kind of violent. You're talking about killing them." But there's a sense that you need that. And I love Dave Ramsey's gazelle intensity, that you need intensity to be focused on the obstacle, because once you remove it, you're past that one. Now there's going to come another one, but you've succeeded. So here, these are my 5 things. And again, these aren't necessarily about accomplishing the goals, but these are about clarity. Take responsibility for it. Do things now. Start working on your goals now. Which helps develop your clarity better, by the way. I didn't point that out. The more you start working on things, the clearer you get. Forget about your past and present. You want to just do things, and you want to forget about what happened in the past. Think 5 years into the future and define the obstacles that's keeping you away from success. So if you have anything else here, if there's something else that helps you develop clarity, I would love to hear from you and some things that help you get clarity or something. If you have any questions, obviously, you can leave comments at dalecallahan.com. /70 is the post where the notes will be to this. You can leave comments. There's some tweetable stuff there. And again, if you are struggling, if you are looking for yourself trying to find work, trying to find a job, and you would like to take part in the webinar, interested in doing that, shoot me an email, shoot me a Twitter feed, shoot me something, and let me know. just so I know, that will help me, and especially if you have any particular questions about how to find work. And again, if you're in Nashville this afternoon, if you're hearing this on the 19th of August, and if you're in Nashville, come join us tonight at the Nashville PMI group. Hopefully you'll find all of this helpful, and we're looking forward to hearing from you soon.